When you think back to your schooling days, or maybe you're at school right now, I bet you can pinpoint and remember that one teacher that was just so horrible, the hard taskmaster. Bet you can think of their name right now, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's multiple in my brain, which is unfortunate.
Well, I bet this teacher doesn't have anything on a teacher over in the States that's been accused of bullying her students. She's been bullying them in form of punishment when they've done something wrong. So she's come up with an idea called the Wheel of Misfortune. And picture this, she's literally got one of those game show wheels at the front of the class. And the teacher spins it, spins around and around and around. And when it stops, it'll land on a punishment suitable for this kid. In the case of the student that's actually come out and complained to the authorities and has told everybody about the Wheel of Misfortune, standing in front of a firing squad of rubber balls was the punishment that it landed on.
Jeez! So who's chucking the balls at them?
Everyone in the class. The teacher actually got them to line up so they could peg these rubber balls at the student.
That's not called for at all.
No, physical punishment is never an option. This poor girl, apparently it's happened to a lot of them. There's a video that's been leaked online which shows a boy being thrown these rubber balls at him. But this girl that had it happen to her said she was chewing gum in class.
Okay, so
that's why she was punished.
Not a, hey, spit the gum out, hey, you're in trouble, write 50 lines on the whiteboard, I will not chew gum in class again. You get rubber balls chucked at you.
Apparently the Wheel of Misfortune is an alternative to doing detention. So if you don't want detention, you've got to spin the wheel. And this girl said she wasn't aware that she could have chosen detention. She actually told the teacher she didn't want to do this, and the teacher said, too bad, and spun the wheel.
And spin the wheel. Look, I can picture it being like an ulterior motive to try and, you know, deter kids from doing the wrong thing, but that's pretty bad that the fact of the matter is the teacher wants to inflict pain on the students.
When it comes down to it, it's humiliation of these kids, and it's not a really nice learning environment for them. I think the main factor out of this is she got punished because she chewed gum in class. Is that not a bit extreme? Chewing gum, isn't that more of a, hey, excuse me, can you please spit that out? You're not supposed to have that at school.
Yeah, that's a logical excuse that you can think of.
Not firing rubber bullets at this poor kid. That's not cool. And I know in school a lot of kids do get punished for things that I don't think are 100% punishable. Like, I remember back at school, my brother, he was nearly 18 in grade 12, and he always got detentions after school because his hair was too long, which was ridiculous. He didn't have dreadlocks or a ponytail. It was like that surfer washed look.
You can get in trouble for having long hair.
Yeah, but it wasn't long. Like, it just came over the tip of his ears, and apparently it had to be above your ears.
One of those schools where they have strict conditions where, like, your hair must not be longer than 10 centimetres long, or buttons must be up and ties must be worn. Is one of those ones?
As you can imagine, my brother was like, well, that's ridiculous. I'm not cutting my hair. So he just sat out the front of the school all the time on detention for his hair.
Look, we want to talk about that this morning on 13, 12, 16. Think back to your school days, or maybe you're going through this right now. What got you in trouble?
Jason on 13, 12, 16, what happened?
Mate, I got in trouble for calling a girl names, basically.
Oh, what sort of names, if it's appropriate?
Well, when I went to school, we rode dinosaurs and stuff, and girls weren't very well endowed back then. She was the only one in school with large
assets.
And so I pointed that out, and apparently that wasn't called for.
Oh, that's mean. She probably had self-esteem issues as it was.
Well, I got the cane for it, so I did.
And so you should. Did you fancy this girl? Is that why you were giving her names?
No. But one of the things I was just listening to you before, we all get real focused and caught up on the punishment, but somebody still did a crime. Like, if that school wasn't allowed to have gum and you chose to chew gum, then you've got to have a consequence, yeah.
Do you think being pelted with rubber bullets is a good punishment, though?
Well, there's probably other things on that wheel, too. That was just the one that she copped.
Yeah, that's right. Flamethrowers are probably a better option for that one.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.